coming up on September 30th and October 1st, it is the Creation Adventure Retreat out at Living Waters in Westby. And on the phone with me right now, we have Dennis Seiler. Dennis is the Executive Director of Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby, and he's going to tell us all about the retreat. Hello there, Dennis.
Hi, Darla. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are things out at Living Waters?
Great. It's just a beautiful day in the valley here.
Oh, I tell you, that is such an amazing location. For all of you listeners, if you have not been out there, I encourage you to take a drive out to Living Waters in Westby. It is absolutely gorgeous. First of all, Dennis, how was your summer, real quickly? How were the summer camps?
Oh, we had a lot of campers and a lot of staff and a lot of people making decisions for the Lord, and a lot of great weather cooperated very well, so it was wonderful.
That is exciting. Well, coming up, like I said, on September 30th, October 1st, it is your Creation Adventure Retreat. What's that all about?
Darla, it's a chance for individuals, or it's really designed even for families to come and explore and investigate God's creation. That it's a chance to get our minds and our bodies out in the beautiful parts of God's creation and discover new things that just a time to spend looking at God through His creation.
Now, the first night, Friday night, there is going to be a night sky adventure. What's that?
That's a great time. We have a 12-inch reflective telescope here, Darla. And so it's a neat time to look at the craters on the moon. It's a time to look at some of the stars. It's time to look at some of the planets that might be in the night sky that night. And I remember one of my coolest things is looking at the moons passing in front of Jupiter right through one telescope. It's just a fascinating wonder of God's creation.
Why is creation such a big deal to you?
Well, Darla, for me, I grew up as an engineer. And so for me, when I became a Christian, I started to realize that God reveals Himself not only through the Bible, but also through His very creation. His handiwork, His fingerprints are everywhere when you start to look. And I didn't know a lot about it when I first came 27 years ago, but every year we look at another part and deeper, and it just draws my heart to God, and it humbles me that I can't believe that God did everything that He did around us all the time.
Now, you have a creation museum there on the property as well, don't you? Will that be open during the retreat?
That will be one of the opportunities to go through the Creation Museum. It goes through the 6 days of creation. It has a couple hundred mounted animals in it, Darla, and the starboard lights up 72 constellations. It's a great thing for, especially with families, to be able to look and discover together and just be in awe of all His creatures and His creation.
Now, like you said, this is for individuals as well as families. Now, you have several program options that people can choose from during the retreat. What are those about?
Well, number one is you can go for a hike on your own if you would like, just to explore yourself. But the programs that we're offering are the Evidence for a Creator, where you hike and you actually look for what's the difference between things man's created and what has God created. A second program that's really unique for this year is the Fossil Dig, where you can unearth your own articulated fossil. I won't tell you what it is because you get to discover that when you're here. Third one is we have some new animals, and I think we're actually going to have Chomp still here. He's about 5 foot long, just an incredible creature that God has created, and you can come see him along with, of course, Veronica and Ziggy and all our other host of friendly animals.
And Linus.
Here. And you can even see and pet a pet skunk. Otis is a great, kind of like a cat, but just a little bigger and fluffier.
Oh, boy. Okay, so the extraordinary animals, and then what else do you have?
We have a sensory hike where you get to explore with your eyes closed.
Ooh.
And get to discover with smells and hearing. One of my favorites, maybe because I'm an engineer, is the building water rockets and making them out of 2-liter bottles. And Darla, the farthest that we've seen it go is up to 400 feet.
Oh my goodness.
So something that you made and we put it under pressure and you pull the trigger and off it goes. And you can barely see the rockets when they're up in the air. Just are using compressed water to propel them into the sky. And then, of course, we've talked about the Creation Museum. And this year, we even have a 8-foot model of Noah's Ark here this year, which is an incredible thing to think about.
So what do you hope that people will leave with from the creation?
Every year, Darla, I've been here all these years, but I still leave with more of an awe of God, how awesome He is. And it causes my heart really, after I explore and discover, then I start to wonder and ponder, and then it causes me to be humbled, and it really drives our heart to worship. It's something that we're looking and walking over His creation, but we're not considering it. We're not exploring it, especially with our children. And we wonder why our children are caught up in technology and not in God nowadays.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much. It sounds like a great weekend. Again, that is the Creation Adventure Retreat coming up September 30th and October 1st at Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby. Now, you can find out more and register online at their website. That's lwbc.org, lwbc.org. Or you can always find more info on our website at praisenetwork.com. Thanks again, Dennis, for all you do. We appreciate you. We appreciate your ministry and your partnership with the Praise Network.
Thank you, Darla. It's great to partner with you.
You have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.